Death Times Three by Rex Stout. Copyright 1985 by Barbara Stout and Rebecca Stout Bradbury. This recording of the full-length reading of Death Times Three was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout and was produced in 2000 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Story number 1. Bitter End. In the old brownstone house, which was the dwelling and also contained the office of Nero Wolfe on West 35th Street near the Hudson River in New York, heavy gloom had penetrated into every corner of every room, so that there was no escaping from it. Fritz Brenner was in bed with the grip. If it had been Theodore Horstmann, who nursed the 3,000 orchids on the top floor, it would have been merely an inconvenience. If it had been me, Archie Goodwin, secretary, bodyguard, goad, and goat, Wolfe would have been no worse than peevish. But Fritz was the cook, and such a cook that Marco Vukcik of Rusterman's famous restaurant had once offered a fantastic sum for his release to the major leagues, and met with scornful refusal from Wolfe and Fritz both. On that Tuesday in November, the kitchen had not seen him for 3 days, and the resulting situation was not funny. I'll skip the awful details. For instance, the desperate and disastrous struggle that took place Sunday afternoon between Wolfe and a couple of ducklings.